Now, we've already referred to some of those early musical experiments in Opus 10 and 11, where the break was made and free atonality came to be. But the clincher was Opus 21, that wild and spine-chilling masterpiece of expressionism called Pierrot Lunaire. This is a cycle of 21 weird poems by Albert Giraud, thrice seven poems, as they're called, set in German for voice and a small group of instruments. And in the course of it, Schoenberg not only goes over the cliff tonally, but introduces a new ambiguous wrinkle, which he called Sprechstimme, whereby the singer doesn't exactly sing. That is, each vocal note is clearly indicated, but the singer, having once attacked that note, must immediately let it fall or rise, as in speaking, producing something halfway between singing and speaking. And this is indicated, as you can see, by those crosses on each note of the vocal line. I hope you can see them on the note stems. In other words, if you can remember way back four lectures ago to our discussion of heightened speech, the ictus of a syllable, such as ma, is not prolonged into a note, ma, but allowed to glide away, like ma or ma. And this naturally strikes yet another blow at tonality and lends a new spookiness to the music. For instance, one of the songs is entitled Der kranke Mond, The Sick Moon. It's written for voice and flute only and begins like this. Strange, it begins like Tristan, you notice.
Du nächtig todeskranker Mond, dort auf des Himmels schwarzem Pfühl, dein Blick so fiebernd übergroß band mich wie fremde Melodie.
I wouldn't dare try that in public if it were not for the fact that my naturally out-of-tune voice lends itself to Sprechstimme. When I sing normal music, it comes out of Sprechstimme.